right, my love bugs, we are back with the energy check in, and this time around we're going to be doing Capricorn and Capricorn placements. Remember to take what resonates with you and leave what does not. Do not force it to fit your situation. And also know and understand that even though this may not be playing out currently in your life, it still may resonate with you later on in your journey. Okay. Your song by Nipsey was None of This, and I think it's also on the No Pressure album. So yeah, go check out None of This by Nipsey Hussle, and let's get into your messages. So first off, Capricorn placement, I see your throat chakra is in reverse, meaning it's not activated. It could be hard for you to communicate, to speak your truth, to say something to someone, to people in general. I don't know, like, what your situation is. Maybe it's hard for you to speak to someone, or maybe it's hard for you to express yourself with something. I don't know. This is still really early on in the reading, so we'll probably continue to tap into that. I do see the shadow card here, so I feel like Capricorn placements, if this does not resonate with you, then move on and find a different placement, okay? But for whoever this is, I feel like you're at the very early stages of your journey where you're having to look yourself in the mirror and face some truths about yourself when it comes to your shadow aspect. This eclipse could have been eclipsing certain things out. So I forgot to tell you guys that. I don't know. I always give you guys little tips and tricks here and there when it comes to healing and using the different moon cycles. But I don't know if I told you guys this or not, or if I did, it was so long ago. But eclipses are used to eclipse things out of your life permanently, like major, major things. People, places, things, habits, whatever. New moons are for new beginnings, things like that. The waning crescent moon is really good for manifesting as well. Full moons are for like releasing things that no longer serve you. But eclipses is like, say you use the full moon to release something. I don't know. And let's say it still keeps popping up because it's a deeper attachment or something from like a person, place, or thing or something like that from like a past life, or it's just like really, really ridiculous how it keeps popping up. This eclipse, like, in using that energy will wipe it out, meaning like it will never return again. So let's say it's an addiction or something like that, and you've been going back and forth struggling with it, struggling, and now you're on your spiritual journey and you use the eclipse to get that gone. The addiction could be sex, the addiction could be drugs, it could be narcissistic traits, it could be anything that you want to change within yourself. And you notice it's like, oh my god, no matter how much I try, I keep slipping up. And eclipse is like one of those things where it'll completely wipe that energy out completely. I know another eclipse is in like 175 days or something like that. I don't remember the date of the last one, but the next eclipse is 177 days from the last time we had it. So do your math, figure that out. But yeah, so there's another eclipse coming. So if you are struggling with something, I would keep releasing it during the full moons and welcoming in new beginnings during the new moons. But next time you have an eclipse, probably do the spiritual work and eclipse that part of yourself out. It's like you versus you is what I'm picking up right now. You versus you. And maybe you haven't learned how to balance your light and your dark side quite yet. It takes time, and it takes, I don't even want to say practice. It just takes time and understanding and acceptance. I feel like as somebody that has learned to just be okay with my darker side, it is what the fuck it is, you know? I know I'm not like that all the time, but it's one of those things that I don't judge myself or feel fucking horrible for stepping into my darker energy. It's something that maybe I needed to do to protect myself. I don't know, but there's some type of shadow aspect that I feel like might not even be something that you can eclipse out. And maybe it's your temper, or maybe it's something about you that you don't like, and you're trying to fix it. But I feel like the energy needs healing more than it needs to be eclipsed out. Like, it ain't going nowhere. It could be your shadow side. I don't know what your shadow side is. I don't know. And you're just like, why is it like this thing just won't go away? I feel like have mercy on yourself, you know? But it's something that it could be surrounding your communication style. And I feel like it's more of a negative aspect. So maybe... I don't know. I don't even know if I can really dive into that. It might come up during the rest of the reading, but I don't know what it could be, because I'm like, my brain can't wrap around that because I'm so communicative that it's just like, it's really hard to place myself into a perspective of somebody that does not communicate that much, and to try to, you know, pinpoint what it is that you feel is negative about the way you talk. Or even if it's like the way you talk to yourself, that could be what it is. I can understand that, because that inner voice within yourself, that self-doubt, that self-sabotaging, you know, bashing yourself like, oh, you're fucking stupid. Oh my God, why'd you do that? Oh, that's never gonna work out. And like, nobody else is doing this to you, but you're doing it to yourself. I can understand that, because I feel like at some point in time on our different journeys, we all have experienced that before. And what I feel like this reading is going, just based off those few cards, is that you needing to realize that sometimes that inner voice that you're hearing, you're thinking it's you versus you, because it might sound like you, right? The voice that you're hearing that maybe self-doubting or making you feel like you're never going to be good at whatever it is, or blah blah blah, it may sound like you when you hear the voice. It might sound like your higher self, or you might think from learning about spirituality it's your lower self and whatever, but really I feel like go deeper into it and you might realize it stems from your childhood. Like if you had a parent or a teacher or somebody that's always like, you're always fucking up, or you're dumb, or you're this, and you're never gonna amount to that, and no, that's a stupid idea, do it this way because I said, or whatever. You may notice the deeper you dive into this part on your journey, that the voice that you're hearing, even though it may sound like you and you think it's you versus you, it's actually something from your childhood. So all those things I just said was really fucked up and negative, right? And you might realize that, wow, yeah, you're right. I never actually talk to myself like that. And when I do hear it, even if it's like in your head as you're trying something new, or as you're trying to invent something or do something for yourself, you hear it and you might think it's you. I feel like it's like when you're conditioned for so long into thinking that's the truth, then you accept it as your truth and you start to blame yourself for it. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, the voice could have started with, or it could have started outside of yourself, with a grandma, a mom, a dad, an auntie, a big brother, a big sister, a friend, a bully, a teacher, whatever, a coach. And like outside of yourself, that voice started off. And if everybody's telling you you're stupid, everybody's telling you you're dumb, everybody's telling you you're going to be a failure and da 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 da, then over time your brain gets conditioned into thinking that's true. So then your inner voice becomes that negative voice. And trust me, that is something I actually had to work past myself, because before, that's why I wouldn't speak up. It's not that I was afraid to speak up and tell people all the cool things I'm interested in that I think are cool. It was just the fact that, like, when I used to bring it up to the family that I grew up around, they would make me feel like, you're a weirdo, you know, or why are you into that, or that's creepy, or, you know, whatever, like, that's dumb. Or so I would just not say anything And there, I think I told you guys the other day, there was a point in time when I was a kid and I literally said nothing from like 8 years old to 9 years old. I would, oh, good morning, good night, hi, bye. But like, nobody could get any actual information out of me because I felt like every time I opened my mouth, I said the wrong thing. So then I just stopped fucking talking. It wasn't like I was mute, but it was just like, I wouldn't go out my way and express myself because every time I tried to express myself, I was that dumb little kid or that fucking weird kid or whatever. Your dreams don't matter or your feelings. And like, so it was one of those things that since I kept hearing it, I just accepted it and I thought that was life and that's how life was supposed to be. So whoever you are, Capricorn, Capricorn placement, you could be a masculine or feminine. I don't know. Don't care. It's not your fault. It's something you gotta heal through. It's a part of your energetic healing journey. Everybody's journey looks different. But right now, I feel like your spirit team is like trying to get you to remember a very important part of your energetic healing abilities, that you can heal others, you can heal yourself, but it all starts with the alignment of your own chakras, right? So no other chakras are really coming up here. I see colors that are associated with chakras. So the blue is associated with your throat chakra. That's in reverse. And like I said, I couldn't quite pinpoint it before, but I think it's really that you may still be struggling on your journey with trying to cut out a certain way that you talk to yourself or you think about yourself, but you're not understanding how and where it comes from or what to do. And I'm seeing right now it has to do with your inner child and what was said to you growing up or was what was not said to you or however that resonates. And you seeing it for what it is and then changing that perspective. Yeah, you gotta walk away from this in order to like resolve it. So I see your other chakras are balanced as far as what I can see. I do see orange here. The orange is more like your sacral chakra. So maybe you're getting more in tune with like your passions, your ventures, the things that make you happy. Writing music, drawing, painting, dancing, sculpting, acting, I don't know. Whatever. You're getting kind of more into that, your passions, right? I do see the purple in the cards, which is your downloads from spirit, from the gods. So you're connected to the gods. They're showing you things about all you can be, all you can do, how powerful you are, how much you mean to them, how much, how important your life purpose is on this planet as a whole. You might be the first person to do this or the first person to do that and like change millions of lives. And it's like the gods think so highly of you. You're trying to think highly of yourself, but then at the same time you hear this negative voice in your head that makes you feel like you're tripping and no, it's all wrong and it's bad and you're gonna fail at this and that. And I feel like right now you gotta sit back and think about, even if you gotta write it down, the words, the sentences that you hear, whatever it is, even if you gotta write it down on a piece of paper and it's like, you know, all those horrible things I just said, right? Just write that down and think about the first time you heard that. Like, I'm sure you didn't tell yourself, oh, you're a dumbass. But over time, you start to be like, oh yeah, I don't know why I said that. I'm a dumbass. Whatever. You know, and then you go back into your show. But who was the first person to call you a dumbass? Who's the first person to tell you your ideas are stupid? Maybe taking the time to write that down. And since we're still within the energy, what the fuck was the day of the damn, the 14th? Okay, yeah. It's like 3 days later. Okay, yeah, you still got like 7 days that the eclipse energy is still lingering around. So you can eclipse this energy out of your energy for good, because it's not even your shadow you're facing. You're facing however many people said these fucked up things to you growing up. Huh? Hold on, I'm gonna pause it here. Okay, my bad. I had to do something with my son. So anyways, I was saying, writing that down, since this eclipse energy is still here for another 7 days, you got a week to accomplish this or finish this out, right? You can even do it while you're listening to this and after you're done listening to this, and just take the time for yourself before you go to sleep to just handle it real quick, you know, and be done with it instead of postponing it. But I see your downloads are activated. I see your sacral chakras activated. And I feel like the voice, even if you're like, no, I'm not, you know, like whatever your words are that you're trying to put out there, maybe it's not technically that you can't speak up or whatever. Maybe it's literally, like I said, your inner voice. And before I paused it, we realized that, okay, maybe your inner voice and the negative things you're saying is actually not coming from you at all. It's coming from the assholes that were around you growing up, the people, places, friends, family, teachers, siblings, whatever. Like, it's from them, or spouses, old spouses, exes. Those negative things are from them. So even if you got to do an exercise and write down on a piece of paper what is being said, you're a failure, everything's gonna fail, you're never gonna make it, you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, you're a coward, whatever the fuck it is, write those things down that be popping up in your head when you're trying to do something new or trying to be great, and then be like, wow, thank you. And reflect back on who the fuck said it first. You know what? Yeah. My stupid ass ex said that shit. Wow. Now I say that shit to myself every time I think of doing something romantic for somebody. I think it's gonna be stupid and pointless, so I don't do it, when really, this bitch made me think that, or this motherfucker made me think that. Okay. So you're now putting the phrase or the negative connotation to a name, which puts it to a face. And once you have it jotted down, I don't give a fuck if you got 8 pages of shit that's in your mind that's negative. Jot all that shit down. And when you're done, if you got a fireplace, set that bitch on fire and burn that shit. And say, you know what? Moving forward from here, all that negative shit I just burned, even if it does pop into my head after this, I'm going to work against that. Meaning, what I had to do for myself is I did something similar. I had to remember and reflect on who said it first and why I feel this way, and realize it was never me doubting myself or feeling like I wasn't good enough. It was other people. And even if they're telling you this because they feel this way about themselves, that's their own personal struggle. If they never healed through that shit, that is not something that you need to help them through. That's their own fucking problem. But you don't have to carry on their burden of how they feel about themselves on you, because you are great, you are prosperous, you are brilliant. And if they don't see that stuff and see that in themselves, but they see it in you, they're projecting their fears, their worries, their doubts about themselves onto you, and that's not fair. So you writing it down, putting the name to a face, writing the name down and taking it and burning it in a bonfire. When you're outside smoking, make sure you're not near no grass or nothing. Go to the concrete. You're outside smoking a blunt, go somewhere where some concrete, light that bitch on fire, watch it burn. Stump it out, keep it pushing. Let it burn completely. If you got a fireplace, set that bitch on fire. If you're about to barbecue, barbecue that motherfucker. Do you see what I'm saying? It needs to be set on fire and blazed so that it's done. And I'm not going to say that's an end-all be-all, but at least you can understand, oh, wow, yeah, I said this because my aunt told me this. Oh, because my grandma said that before. Or my ex-best friend said that shit. Or this dumbass hoe I used to date last year said that. Okay, that makes sense. And now when it pops into your head, you can start using affirmations. Even if it takes you a minute. It took me a minute. You know what I'm saying? But this is a part of my journey I went through a couple years ago, when it came to like putting my podcast out there and being like, oh man, no, like you fucked up. You shouldn't have said all that stuff. Nobody's going to listen to it. Nobody's going to like it. Oh my God, you're doing this and you're doing that. And you know, the ideas you're coming up with your fucking soaps and your bath salts and stuff is stupid. It's not going to help anybody. Like, These are not things that I actually felt about myself, but these are things that was popping up in my head as I'm creating. And you know what? After I did my ritual and burned that shit and set it ablaze, I smoked the blunt about it, laughed, burnt that shit, was ashing on top of it as it was fucking burning. And I got my ass up and got back to the shit that made me happy and that I was passionate about doing. And if the thoughts came back, I would simply put on YouTube and either listen to a frequency that was removing negative energies from me, or I would listen to affirmations and then repeat the affirmations. You know what I'm saying? To the point that now I don't have those negative thoughts anymore. So it's going to take time. It's not something that's overnight just because you set it on fire today. And then the next day, the negative thoughts come back. You're like, oh my God, it didn't work. No, it's going to work, but you still got to keep applying it to yourself until you reprogram your brain. So now, can't nobody tell me shit about shit. You can look at me and say, Nola, hold on, y'all. I'll be back. Okay, my bad. Mother duties. Anyways, so I think I was leaving off on me having to do the same thing and writing it down, addressing who it was, what they said, the name of the person, and releasing that shit and letting it go. Setting shit on fire, whatever is the safest route for you to set it on fire, but it needs to burn energetically. And you're able to do it. You're an alchemist. So you can alchemize that energy. And after you get done setting the shit ablaze, however you set it ablaze, the next day, the same day, whenever you want to get back into the venture that you were doubting before, get back into it. If you still feel that energy popping up, it's not saying it's a one thing and, you know, you did this one thing and it's going to just change drastically overnight. No, it's something you got to actively put in work to do. I also had this on my journey before, and now later on in my journey, I don't suffer from that anymore because I have to do the same thing that you're about to do, right? And I did it by putting on a certain frequency. There's so many different frequencies. My one that I would do would be the removal of negative energies, negative thoughts, the God frequency. The frequency of love, and then affirmations. I'm not really an affirmation person, but just because I'm not really an affirmation person doesn't mean you're not. Everything works for different people, you know? So I know some people that listen to affirmations all day, like, I am beautiful, I'm smart, I'm wise. If that helps you, then it helps you. For me personally, it did not help me because I would just speak the affirmations to myself. Meaning if I felt like you're stupid, it would be popping up into my brain like, this is so stupid, it's not going to be successful. I would say, this is the best idea I ever came up with. This is going to be brilliant. I'm excited about this. And I would just speak that out loud. So I'm not really somebody that listens to affirmations because I would just say it myself, listen to a certain frequency, and it helped me get over it. But whichever way works for you, do that. Going out and getting a blue candle. Blue, the energy of blue surrounds throat chakra and communication. So if you're struggling with communication with yourself, take that blue candle, light that blue candle, and play the frequency music while you're doing whatever you're doing that you, that you're passionate about. And speak those affirmations. Listen to that frequency. And in a way, you're healing yourself. You're transmuting this energy. So it could be any blue candle. I don't give a fuck if it smells like blueberries and coconuts. I don't know. It does not matter. Whichever candle works for you. It doesn't have to be a stick candle like the witchcraft candles or nothing. It could be something from Bath and Body Works. It can be from your favorite candle. It can be a Yankee candle from Walmart. It doesn't matter. As long as it's blue, and if you don't find a blue one, you can get a white candle. Light it and do what you gotta do and listen to the affirmations, speak them, listen to the frequency, do your thing, or if you're like, I don't like none of that, you can listen to high vibrational music that makes you dance, that makes you happy, and get your thing and your passions, making products, creating a website, whatever the fuck you're doing, do that in a high vibration. And anytime that something negative comes up, speak against that. That's how you change that, okay? So I feel like for whoever this is going to resonate for, it's not really like, I thought in the beginning it was like, you scared to say something or whatever, but I don't think it's that. It's just like the self-talk, the negative self-talk and thoughts and sabotaging and stuff. But yeah, I do see your spirit team here, and they're going to help you walk away from this energy. I just showed you how I did it, so hopefully that helps. You do have an archangel, you have a goddess, and you have a guru that's in your energy helping you. So Archangel Zadkiel is here to help with transformation, okay? Have mercy on yourself, you know, because I feel like once you write all those things down and overlook it and read it, and before you set it on fire, even if you're like, I'm about to go out on my porch or go outside, and, you know, if you are in a fucking place where weed is not legal, where I'm at, weed is legal. You can walk around and smoke a blunt and nobody will bother you. But if you're somewhere where it's not, wait until it's fucking nighttime or something and make sure you're safe and make sure there's nothing around that can explode or catch on fire. Spark up your joint or your blunt and read off this list before you just set the shit on fire. And say, such and such said this, and this is no longer my concern. This is not my energy. I send that energy back to them. That's not for me. If they need to work on that, I send it back to them for them to work on within themselves. Keep pushing and go down the list and read everything and who said it and send that energy back to them. It's not even saying that you're wishing bad upon them, but that's something that they have to handle and heal through on their own. It's not for you to heal through that because you never felt that way about yourself. It's something they projected onto you. So you're sending that projection back because it ain't supposed to be in my energy. And like I said, energy can only be transformed. So if it's still in your energy lingering and you don't send it back and get it out your energy field, then it's still going to be around lingering. It's going to be harder to get rid of. So read it out, send the energy back, be like, all right, cool. Spark up your blunt, set the fucking paper on fire with the blunt, the joint, whatever. Watch that shit burn to a crisp. If you need to stump it out, stump it out. Make sure it completely burns and keep it pushing. Finish your blunt. Go on about your fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Keep it pushing. Transformation. So transmutation, excuse me. Transmutation, transmuting the energy. Archangel Zadkiel is there to help you guys with that. Whoever's going to resonate with that. You have Saint Bridget for, she's a part of the like Catholic gods and goddesses. She's considered a saint, or she's also in voodoo. She's Maman Berger when it comes to like the Catholics, or also Catholicism too, because she's a saint. She's Saint Brigid. Okay. She's here to help with growth, passion, and fire. And it's crazy because I keep saying setting shit on fire. So when you're there and you're moving forward and you're accepting what it really is and learning the lesson from it and realizing and separating that energy from yours, when you're setting that shit on fire, Maman Bridget or Saint Bridget is going to help you transmute that energy into growth. So now moving forward, the more you tap into your passions, you realize, wow, like for me, how I'm just able to sit here and tell you guys, I did go through this on my journey, and now I don't struggle with that anymore. I don't even remember when I got over it. It just started to become something that was easier and easier every time I was trying to do something new or put myself out there. And it was one of those things, I didn't have the doubt anymore. I just did it. So I can't really be like, oh yeah, like 2 years later, I don't remember. It was just something that gradually came. And the more I worked at it, it was like, I don't have to do that anymore. Now I can just listen to some music and chill and dance and make my products and, you know, make my website. And I don't have to like do the affirmations out loud or listen to them or anything anymore. So I can't tell you a timeline of when you're going to get through it, but I know the more you do this, the better it'll get, and you won't have that voice anymore. And later on in your journey, you'll be able to look back and reflect like how I am and be like, yeah, right. Like, I don't struggle with that no more. And maybe one day you can help somebody else, you know, and pass that along with them. And then the last energy that's helping you is Guru Ram Dass. It's spelled R-A-M-D-A-S. You can look him up. He's here to help with spiritual practice, elevation, and humility. So I feel like this is you elevating to the next part of your journey. And maybe the next part of your journey is you putting yourself out there, you know? And I feel like this spiritual practice, like that I just told you about, lighting the candle, setting shit on fire, doing whatever you need to do, that is actually going to elevate you. Because, you know, I always teach you guys, I don't teach y'all much magic, but the magic I do teach you guys is to heal yourselves, right? So, yeah, those are the beings, the spirit guides or whatever around you right now to help you with that. Bubba, stop it. Yeah. I feel like right now your auric field is expanding, which means you could be more sensitive to, I don't know, like your different abilities or something is like heightened, they're peaked. So it's like you gotta make the changes that go along with that. Like you gotta move accordingly. So with this, I feel like all your other chakras are in balance, or I don't see any of them being affected in the rest of this reading, but like, the changes that you need to make is with this. And once you do that, you'll realize things are going to go back into balance. So if this was throwing you off a little bit when it came to your creative expressions, I feel like you'll understand that your soul is longing to express itself creatively in whatever it is that you do or whatever you're going to get into. And this was just kind of slowing it down, or it's like, I don't want to do that. And you keep putting it off, keep putting it off, keep putting it off because you feel like it's going to fail. But really, it's not you that feel like it's going to fail. It's your third grade teacher that feels like it's going to fail because their life was a failure, you know? So yeah, once you do this and move accordingly and fix this situation, I feel like you're going to notice it's easier to express yourself creatively on whatever venture you're going to be creating moving forward. And I feel like whoever you are, you're an artist. So this type of doubt affects your craft. You know, you can make something that's like Picasso worthy if you're an actual painter or something, and it's like, no, that's ugly, nobody's ever gonna buy that. And then you just rip it up, throw it away, paint over it, and you know, you're getting rid of these beautiful ideas because that's negative self-talk. So moving forward, you're gonna be able to be more accepting of yourself. It's gonna be very beneficial to you in your career and all other areas of your life. Whenever this type of energy has to pop up again, you know how to transmute it. And like I said, even if it's like after you get through this, you never go through it again, but let's say your kid grows up and starts struggling with that, you know how to teach them how to get through it. And then, you know, it keeps paying it forward because they teach somebody, then they teach somebody, and then it keeps going on and on by you simply learning how to transmute this. I feel like you're very powerful. You have the ability to build and create. And I feel like you like to see things through. You like to see it beginning, middle to end of whatever it is. And lately you just been starting and not finishing. So I feel like you're going to get a deep sense of accomplishment really soon. The more you work at this and you realize, wow, okay. And like I said before, this is a part of Earth School. It's all about lessons and learning things and just looking at the obstacles and challenges that you're facing with on a daily basis. Everybody looks different, but I feel like, you know, you're going to realize like, oh, wow, yeah, this is Earth School, you know? And like, you could listen to my podcast and you're like, yeah, no, I didn't grow up with that issue, or I didn't have that problem either, or nah, that never really affected me. But you're here still hearing other people's stories and journeys and the advice I give them, right? But it's like, for this could be the part the obstacle, the challenge that you've been struggling with for a while, okay? So even if others don't resonate, that's why I still tell the story, because somebody else can listen and just understand that different people go through different things, okay? Yeah. Where you were feeling like there was no option before, I feel like now, moving forward, especially if you complete the little homework assignment I give you, I feel like you're going to be set on fire again. You're going to feel your strength. You're going to feel like on top of the world. If this was a business venture or a hobby that you wanted to turn into a business venture moving forward, I do feel like I see the Nine of Pentacles here. So you've been able to create wealth off of this, whatever idea or venture or product, whatever it is for you. I do see generational wealth here. If you did see like, let me just perfect this, and then once I perfect it, yeah, I'll start putting a price tag behind it and create a website or get a storefront or whatever and see where it goes. I do see if you decide to put yourself out there like that, you're going to be making some big bucks. And it's going to be like your own path. There's no competition. You know, I don't feel like it's something that anybody else could really do. It's something that is for you, that you can do for yourself. And it's going to help you create wealth for you and your family. Yeah. I do see this helping somebody and them balancing out, them realizing that, like, even if you are alone in this world and you don't have any physical support, I think you're going to realize how spiritually supported you really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you get past this hurdle and you start putting yourself out there, you're going to realize, wow, like, I might not have somebody to lead and guide me in person, but I do have spirit. And if I wasn't led to listen to this particular episode, maybe you only listen to my episodes where I'm just shooting shit and talking about faith folks. And then all of a sudden you listen to this one and it steered something in a new direction for you. You're realizing, wow, I was spiritually guided to hear that. Or wow, when I do run into random people that give me advice, this is you guys trying to guide me through other people, because spiritually I can't see you. I don't know. But you're going to see just how guided you are and how supported you are by the gods, your ancestors, whatever, when it comes to following your heart's desires. Like, maybe this was something where you're like, fuck it, I'm about to quit my fucking job and put all my investments into this. And you were doubting it for so long. And then once this shit takes off and you're a multimillionaire, it's like, wow, I see. I am very spiritually guided and supported, because like 4 years later, I could have still been working at this warehouse, stressing and shit. Now I'm a multimillionaire. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like your spirit team is going to literally show you, once you get through this hurdle, how much they got your back and how much this was actually a part of your purpose and a part of your journey. I do see fortunes here. Like, I mean, great fortune, endless. You know, you might even start to see this in your sleep. You may pick up on ideas in your sleep, write it down. Yeah, some of you guys are naturally psychic, naturally intuitive. You get ideas about businesses and stuff in your visions and in your dreams, or it pops up in your mind on a daily basis. And I feel like you were holding yourself back from doing these things. Like, you probably like, oh, that's cool, that's a great idea, or that's a good foundation to start, or wow, this is, like I said, a movie genre that's never been heard of before, or whatever. And it's just like, why the fuck did I sleep on this idea for so long? Because you were sleeping on yourself, you know? And it wasn't really you sleeping on yourself. You were just listening to some old ass theories that other people had about you a long time ago that doesn't even matter. So it's like this heartbroken energy was hovering over you. This dark cloud was hovering over you because you were picking up on other people's shadows. So separating your energy from theirs is going to be so important. Because now it's like the dreams that you're postponing for so long are finally going to be able to like be out there and celebrate. And I see somebody like, I don't know what it is. Something you're going to create is going to be like in every household. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Netflix, for example, everybody and their mama got Netflix. And even if they don't pay for it, they got their friend's password. You know what I'm saying? Tissue paper. Everybody got fucking tissue paper in the house. You know, lotion, not every brand of lotion, but the idea of lotion, everybody got it in their household. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, it's an idea that's going to get you recognized. You're going to be celebrated for it. on so many levels, on this physical reality and in the spiritual world. But it's like you weren't even planting the seed before because you thought it was gonna fail, so you didn't even try. There was a show, what the fuck was I watching the other day? Was it Gen V? I think it was Gen V, that new show on Prime. I don't remember. Don't quote me, but it might have been Gen V. And I think there was a quote, and it was like a baseball quote or something. It was like, never let the fear of striking out keep you from swinging the bat, or something like that. And I feel like I heard that quote before on like a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff. So I know it's like a common baseball quote, but like basically, even if you strike out, at least you tried and you swung the bat. You know, you didn't just stand there and let the fucking umpire catch the ball every time. You know, you did try. So never let the fear of trying and thinking you're going to strike out keep you from trying in the first place. And I feel like what I see is that when it comes to planting the seed for maybe family or like anything, but I see for somebody it could be family, like people around you, your elders, family members, whatever. Oh yeah, don't get married because I got divorced 5 different times and love doesn't exist and whoop 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 whoop, and you know they're saying all this kind of stuff. You're never gonna find love either. If I didn't find it, you're not gonna find it, blah 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 blah, whatever. Because I feel like for some of you guys it was creative ventures, for others it could be love or family, it could be all the above, but I see for somebody is family. So you didn't even try to plant a seed with somebody because of the fear that somebody else put in you of divorce and never finding love and being old and single and bitter. That's them. That has nothing to do with you. But don't let the fear of striking out keep you from swinging in the first place. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't even plant the seed and try, then how the fuck are you going to know if it's true or if it's really, oh, that's just their experience. And it could be that's their experience for a multitude of reasons, but that does not mean it's everybody's experience. Some people will never find love. Some people find love. Some people have multiple love situations going on. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But why not plant that seed yourself and just to see? I'm one of those people that people can tell me right now, oh my god, that movie fucking sucked, but I seen a trailer, and I'm really good at those type of things, seeing a trailer and be like, oh yeah, that's gonna be fire, or yeah, no, I'm not. I can look at the title and who's on the movie and the fucking cover photo and tell, nah, it's not gonna work out for me, it's gonna be crap. I can tell sometimes I'll even watch it and then the end sucks, but the rest of the movie was good. But I don't let other people's opinions of their experiences or whatever affect what I'm about to choose to do. And I think I gave the experience, Bubba, I need you to stop it. I gave this example, sorry y'all, my son is like kicking. Lord, I gave this example before, and it was about Avatar 2, the one with the blue people. Not the airbender, but the blue people Avatar. The Way of the Water or something like that. Everybody was like, oh, I hate the movie. They were, fuck did they say? Culture appropriating. Nah, like, it fucking sucks. I wish I never would have seen it, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at the shit and I was like, that looks pretty cool. I like the first Avatar, whatever. Yes, I know they're supposed to be some type of native tribe. Okay. Does that mean that I care enough to not watch the movie? No, I'm still gonna give it a shot. And I watched it and I thought it was a great movie. They did show, I think, the Maori tribe or something like that in the movie, but because they didn't say they were the Maui tribe and they were blue people, the people got offended by it or whatever. I don't care about that kind of shit. If the movie's good, it's good. It's not that damn deep. At least they gave them some type of shout out when they did the haka. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, everybody else was bashing it, I'm gonna still give it a try because that's what I want to do. So if that's whatever it is for you, family, financial things, hobbies, if that's what you want to do, still give it a shot and speak against whatever somebody's speaking upon you, right? Don't hold yourself in this fear and this doubt and this entrapment and keep yourself trapped in fear in this little fucking cage you're putting yourself in, this box you're putting yourself in, because it's out of the norm. Go for it. And if it doesn't work, then analyze that and see, why didn't it work? You know what? It didn't work because I didn't study this first and I threw myself into it. I invested all this money and it failed. But it's not saying that the idea failed. It's saying that I didn't have the right materials or the resources in order to make it thrive. So will I try it again? Yeah. Will I adjust some things? Hell yeah. Because it's a brilliant idea. But I gotta go back and think about something. So it's crazy because a lot of these fucking messages I'm saying today are like all blending in with each other, because I just said something about this on the Taurus reading. Looking back, seeing what didn't work, and adjusting it and moving forward is what I said on that one. So at this point, y'all need to just listen to them all, because I'm like, I feel like they're all running in somehow. But yeah, I see somebody taking this advice and having brighter days. And I'm glad to hear that. From stagnancy, maybe like moving on from a stagnant period in your life. And it's not about rushing and getting it done as soon as possible or fast. It's just taking the baby steps to, you know, plant the seed and watch it grow. Yeah. But I feel like you're gonna realize that you weren't at war with yourself, because I was thinking the shadow aspect and you're trying to do shadow work and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm at war with myself. And I thought that at first until I really tapped into the reading and I see that you're actually at war with what people want you to be. But it's like, I'm not what y'all want me to be. I'm me. So keep being you. Don't be anybody else's opinions of how you should be, their projections of how you should be or how you should do things. Do what makes you comfortable and move forward on that. What was your song? None of This? Yeah. Listen to that song because it's gonna make so much sense. Read the lyrics too. That's all I got for you, Capricorn and Capricorn placements. I hope that helps. Love you guys dearly. Take care of yourselves. Peace.